The Pub Time Podcast is for blue-collar, hard-working, beer-drinking men and women who need a break from the daily grind.
That's right. We talk about beer, sports, hot topic current events, and true crime while mixing in our own brand of dark humor.
So sit your ass down and crack a cold one with the boys from Illinois.
Buckle up, bitches. It's pub time.
Welcome back, bitches. If you know what a lesbian with fat fingers is called, you've came to the right place.
Educate me. I do not.
Brad, a lesbian with fat fingers would also be known as well hung.
Not your best work.
I make those noises.
What movie is it? Hall Pass? Where they talk about fake chow. He's like, you got a fake chow. You got to go down on your woman and you use your finger, but just go make the noise with your mouth.
That's bullshit.
But any self-respecting woman would know the difference.
I would hope so. I've never seen it. With Owen Wilson?
I think so.
And, I probably know most of the cast, but I've never seen the movie.
Is it the guy that plays Ted Lasso? Is it him?
Yes, Jason Sudeikis.
Yes, Jason Sudeikis.
I do believe so.
But yeah, the fake chow.
Now you don't do
no.
What if you got a little fake chow? I'd be pissed. I'm like, I am leaving this dentist's office right now.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Let's talk about this for a minute, because I think there are times where you could, because like going down on a woman. Like once you commit, like there's no, like that's it. Like you can't, I sent you that TikTok the other day, the guy talking about stinky pussy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, sometimes like you just, it's right away. Other times it's like until you draw the curtains, like yes, you, yes, whatever. Yes. So, but it's like you get down there and at that point,
you don't cut and run.
Cause if you do, that's it. Right. I mean, like you may as well, unless you're planning on never speaking to this woman ever again.
More than likely. Let's be honest.
Like, and probably most likely at this point in time, you've yet to be on the receiving end of any sort.
And you don't know what your balls smell like, so you can't be judgy McJudgers.
Do you right think, out of the I gates. Mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I know, like, your balls in that whole region can definitely get to the point of where it stinks.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's just more like stinky armpit stinks. Like,
I don't know. I've never,
not that I'd want to lick somebody's stinky armpit, but like I feel like the vagina, it's just different. I don't know how to, it's just like a clam bake.
No, to be honest, if it has a significant taste, there's more than likely something wrong. Truthfully. I mean, no, all jokes aside.
How long have you been a gynecologist?
Aspiring my whole life. 38 years now. So.
Now, I know we all love like yoga pants, right? Oh, leggings, God. Whatever. But also sometimes I can't help but be like,
No.
Hold on. What?
You're going to tell me that is trapping all these.
I can't help but think that sometimes.
Trap me inside there, like, with it. I don't care. Don't care.
These
are my worries.
What is it like shake and bake where you put the chicken in the plastic bag and it's just all fucking marinating in there? I love
chicken. Let's see.
I'm just speaking in generalities.
Right. I'm 38 years old. I would say I've been sexually active for 26 years of that. I maybe only came across one or two that I'd just be like, ugh, not again.
Not again.
Not again. That's a head only situation, maybe. Sure. I don't know.
But yeah, like I said,
that's pretty good though.
I feel like it's one of those things that.
But I think when it's like that, like I said, if you can taste it before you taste it, then something's wrong. You know what I mean? And your balls can't be that stinky. What have you been doing all day? One, either your wipe game is lacking, okay? Because unfortunately, that ass crack, shit runs downhill. Let's right. be honest, okay? And you could be doing whatever, you know, even a little gym sesh, whatever, you know, whatever. We get a little sweat going. It can't be that bad. If these are well-maintained testicles, it can't be that bad.
Man, now you say it like that. See, that just makes it worse, though, when I'm thinking about it, like, on the lady side of things, because, like you said, shit runs downhill. So what I'm thinking about is the place that you are wanting to be.
Oh, bud.
Is just, it's like, it basically, if you had a bowl that was catching all the drippings.
Allow me to be the bowl.
The place you want to be is resting in the bowl with the That's drippings fine. That's fine. that are running downhill from both That's sides.
Fine. Like I said, by the time you're there, you're invested.
And sure.
And you better fucking act like you want.
So speaking of wipe game, yesterday there was a conversation. I don't even remember how it started between my wife and I. And I think she was actually making a joke at our daughter. And she said, well, you would... Oh, because my daughter's like freaked out about automatic flushing toilets. Like, I don't know what she thinks is going to happen to her.
Oh, but it'd suck you right in.
Yeah. And so, like, my wife's like, hey, because she was proud of herself. Because, like, normally at school, when she goes, they give her a post-it note that she can put over the thing so it won't inadvertently flush. Well, she's like, I went to the bathroom without a post-it note. And I just
big deal
pretended there was one there. And my wife's like, well, the worst that could happen is it flushes and maybe your butt gets a little wet from the splash.
You know what you don't do? Just don't move.
And she's like,
if you move your back,
right? Coming. And she's like, well, I wouldn't like that if it splashed on me. And she's like, well, you would hate a boudet then. I said, what'd you say?
A boudet.
She goes, a boudet. I go, you mean a bidet? And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, it's a bidet, not a boudet. <I'm>
like, a boudet.
I was like, definitely is not called a boudet.
What part of Monmouth is she from?
Apparently the French speaking part where the boudets.
Boudet is French.
Yeah. So well, maybe this is the
southern
French. Redneck French.
Boudet.
A boudet.
No, I beans were going from eating pussy to taking shits.
Natural progression.
The other day I took a shit that I felt violated. Okay. Truth be told. And I think it was the eclipse, a big thing right now. Okay.
If you hold on, if you're going to blame your bowel movement,
no,
eclipse.
This is a comparison. The loaf I pinched eclipsed the working capacity of my asshole because it brought DNA with it. I mean, I was like, I was just looking. There was no damage afterwards, but I'm just looking and I go, I did not eat anything red last night. That's not great.
Jesus.
I got diddied by myself. Let's be honest.
Oh, man.
And I've never seen a
squeaker. We've all been there.
I've never seen a squeaker. Like, it's imagine this turd had its fingernails out as it was coming through. That's what it looked like. And I didn't even notice. I must have been, obviously, I wasn't as regular as I thought I was.
Was this a one flush job or?
Yeah, I know. We didn't have to chop her up or anything.
So, now, enough. You didn't have a poop now knife?
Listen. Might be a little weird. I usually flush before I wipe, just in case.
Just in case.
You never know.
But I mean,
I stood up for a second and like marveled, and then I was shocked. I didn't want WebMD nothing because I was like, ooh, that's not great. No, and down the hatch it went.
Don't WebMD. There's I don't know which one it is. If it's bright red blood or like if it's darker, I don't know which
dark
one's bad.
Is bad because that means it's bleeding internally somewhere.
No, that's just a flesh wound.
It was the obviously that turd passed the point of no return. Yeah, my ass just I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin asshole.
Not anymore.
You're right.
You could have gone to that campground Baker was talking about earlier. Fit right in. Hey, boys. Already stretched out.
Yes, ramrods. Campground.
Isn't it weird, though, like that I don't know what you'd want to call it, like, just to sound smart, the physics of an asshole, like that it is like geared just to like fluidly move in one direction.
I thought we've discussed this before. You can like comfortably conceal one whole raccoon.
I thought you were to say like two.
Yeah.
No way. There's no way. But just like the fact of like that you could, you know, take a shit that is like as big as his beer can, but any sort of.
Yes, a pinky.
A pinky.
Too much.
Yeah.
Cross the line. Yes. Yes.
Just, it is the ultimate, like, one way street.
That's a lie.
Well, I'm not.
Not for myself, of course.
I'm just saying the way that it's engineered. That's the word I was looking for.
Yes, it's meant to be.
It's engineered. Yes. Yes. You know, you're definitely swimming upstream.
Absolutely. That's a good way to
go the other direction.
That's a good way to put that, Brad. Well played.
Yeah. So I don't know. Definitely just a fascinating thing. Not that I'm studying
assholes.
But
there was a time.
When was this time?
Eighth Street Latinas. I studied a couple assholes, but
so you're back amongst the working. That's good.
I hate it. Let's be honest.
Do you really?
No. No, I love it. These people.
Well, this is a good time of year. You're not on the. I mean, yeah, you had to deal with the mud and the rain and shit like that. And it's not like warm yet.
Yeah,
but it's not
good. I've been working on my tan. I'm not, trying to get not invited.
10 degrees outside either.
Quinceañera. So, yeah.
Well, Dickie will
begin. Yeah, maybe he'll invite me.
Invite you over.
Maybe.
I doubt. He doesn't listen anymore. I don't think.
Yeah.
Neither does anyone else. I don't think. So. It's fine.
Many calls from Dick and Dayton. Very unfortunate. Yes. Always liked Hotel Dick and Dayton.
That was my favorite Dick and Dayton. Yes, was Hotel Dick and Dayton. Yeah. A man. I feel like this myself. There's a difference between like a man on the road and a man at home.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, because you're kind of out in the wild.
Yeah.
But
no rules.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. And
you shit with the door open.
Yes. And you feel there's just a freedom.
You could do whatever you want in that hotel room.
And there's no, I don't know if I could put it
five for
more
five
eloquently.
Five for five, your favorite things to do in a hotel room alone.
Alone? I mean, alone? That's tough, man.
Get a hotel room all yourself.
Top I think I've things. Only had that experience. For a total of maybe five nights.
Okay. So give me five things from those five nights.
Alone?
I'm kidding. What's your number one thing?
Besides sleep?
My number one thing I like, especially if I'm like way out of town. And this is kind of, this is boring, but it's one of my favorite things. I like watching their news.
Like watching their news. Yeah, you say friend. That like it's like some sort of a risque thing. Like,
if I'm in Missouri or Ohio or Wisconsin, I'm like, I got to see what's on.
So get this, what's going down on this less than legal streaming service that I subscribe to. I can watch local channels from anywhere where? Around the country. So like if I wanted to turn on like Salt Lake City's like 10 o'clock news, like,
I do.
I could do that.
What are the Mormons doing?
Which is funny because sometimes if I'm watching like a game on like CBS or ABC and the game ends and I never change the channel, next thing you know, like the fucking news is on.
I love it.
And they're like,
you need to share this with me.
Rain in Kansas City tonight. Blah, 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 blah.
What's this thing called?
Surge. Surge TV. It's like $30 a month, but I have every channel
that's okay
in the world.
Yeah.
Like we pay some guy on PayPal. Like we've done it for a couple of years.
Yet.
Like, oh, it's definitely, like I said, less than legal.
You show up someday without a kidney. I'm like, oh, and, fuck, you didn't pay.
And like, you know, I can have it. I have it on my phone. Not this phone yet, I guess, but I can have it on your phone. As long as you get Wi-Fi, you can whatever. I mean,
yeah,
it's got all the premium channels.
Star, I used to have some HBO, very it's got ITV.
It's got a healthy adult catalog.
I'm a big fan of healthy adult catalogs.
It's got movies. It's
full.
Got
hold on. Yeah. Clips or full movies?
Full. Everything.
Absolutely.
It's got live TV, movies, and series. And I mean, usually, so if there's a movie that comes out, like within a couple weeks or so, it's on there.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
No, and they're good, or are they like cam shot?
No, it's legit.
They're
yeah.
They're like the screeners.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's good. The only thing,
I don't know how cable stays in the business.
The only thing I don't like about like the movies or the series is like, unlike a Netflix or whatever, like say you start watching a series,
it won't,
you better know where you're stopping, because then you need to pick yourself back up. Or if you like turn a movie off or go back, like you're gonna have to fast forward to like
least of your worries,
your spot. And it's a good like because there've been some a couple times with not even just a couple times like Matty Ice, we do like a live, like while some sort of game's happening and we're talking about it, or texting someone during a game, like I'm a good 20 seconds behind, like what. Because I'm getting somebody else's
feed.
Yeah. So, but time to get
whatever me. Man you are paying $30 to on PayPal, right. You're paying his cable bills. Well, what's happening? Sure.
Well, I mean, but the thing is like there's it's not just this guy. There's a network of these people, and they have like. But no, I guarantee you that these people are just like making bank, dude. Yeah. Like they gotta be.
It's genius.
And one day it's eventually just kind of come to an end. Like, but it's for what you get from it. And it's all like the quality of it's all good. Now, once in a while, like there's little weird fuzz. Little glitches. Yeah. Not fuzz, but just like some weird show, glitch or something strange. But
that guy's experiencing it on his TV
You know, for $30 a month, like, and does that basically he ever have access to everything?
Does he ever walk in front of the TV?
It's definitely not like that. No, I'll show you next time you come over or something. No, it's pretty slick, man. Like,
you know, like I said, I had something similar. It's called ITV.
Yeah.
Same thing. Sketchy. Pay a couple bucks. He puts on your Fire Stick. And
yeah.
Then monthly payment.
Yep. And that's what it is, basically. No, I dig it. It's because, like, everything. Like, all the NFL Network.
Let's Red talk Zone. About these adult channels. French
so Canadian? I'm honestly because they're just right there, so like
I love it.
You can disable them from the guide, you know,
that's weak.
Kids and stuff.
You don't do that.
I'm sure my dad's probably got fired up on his Fire Stick.
Rub that skin right off that thing, buddy.
I'm right. It's there so funny, man. Like older people, like when it comes to technology.
Hey Rick, like, pass the lube.
He's. He always like, it's not working. I'm like, what do you mean it's not working? Like, why?
No batteries.
Like, it's working just fine.
Oh, my mother's the same way. And it's with shit she uses every single day.
Yeah.
And has been using for however long. So it's like, you don't know how to find a channel on your television that you've owned for 40 goddamn years.
Right.
Or your phone's not doing this. Although every time I come here, you're on your goddamn. You know what I mean? You don't know how to operate the one thing you use the most. Kills me.
Yeah, I'd be like, send me a screenshot of that, whatever. And he'd be like, oh.
How do that?
What do you mean, man? Like,
screenshot? You press two buttons together at one time.
Yeah. Ask one of those ladies you're talking to on your dating app if they know how to do it.
Yeah. He's back in the fish tank?
I don't know. He better be. At one point in time, I know he was.
You know, I prefer him out there throwing rope, bud.
Yeah.
That's what I want. When I envision America, that's it. Slinging rope.
Yeah. Could be.
So I seen your little field trip for the eclipse the other day.
Yeah.
How much time did your perineum spend in?
Zero.
Totality.
Zero.
Zero.
So let me tell you something funny.
Nary once.
So I told you, I think I told you. So our resident conspiracy theorist, receiving guy, first employee, Fred, big conspiracy theorist. Like he was now, I think he took Monday off one because it was a day after his birthday and he knew he was going to get turned up.
Yeah.
And two, I think that because he legit was. He was telling everybody, like, if the darkness lasts longer than 2 minutes, you need to leave immediately and go home and cover your windows. Why? I don't know. I have no idea why. But
I didn't.
He was very serious about this.
I was on a roof. Dude, I did not experience any darkness.
No, exactly. So this is where it gets better. Darkness. So he wasn't at work on Monday because he took the day off. So after we go out, we see the eclipse, which is very uneventful, honestly. Yeah, cool, but like
the same as it was got, in second
grade. It got like shady and it cooled off like a few degrees and then that was it, back to normal. And so my boss texts Fred and says, "What'd you think of the eclipse?" He goes, "This is like 30 minutes after the fact." He goes,
"Don't text.
Been sitting on my porch. Still hasn't happened yet. I ain't seen anything."
It was gone.
It's like, because I think he honestly like expected that it was going to go totally dark, and that a bunch of crazy shit was going to happen, and like legit believe that
was his only shot. He's not going to see another one. He missed it.
Back when they did the remember they did like that nationwide emergency broadcast system test. So back then, when that happened, you were supposed to like have your electronics turned off. The power grid is going to go down, like. And so I remember I walked in like the next day. I said, "Fred, what happened to the power grid?" "Oh, now they're saying it's going to be on this day or whatever."
It always like, changes.
Like, now, one of these days, just the law of averages, one of these days is going to be right. And I said to someone, I go, "Do you think that maybe there are these people that like they plant the seed of these conspiracies? Because the more and more people talk about it and the more often it doesn't happen, the more people are going to be like, this is all fucking craziness.
Until
we're
happens.
Not going to take anything seriously. And they're going to set us all up for the time when the shit's really going to hit the fan and none of us are going to be prepared."
So let's be honest. A lot of the Trump people, they're way into crazy conspiracies.
I would agree with that.
And they keep going on about the storm and this and this and this. I thought you had one coming. Never experienced it. And they're as fucking out there as the Bidens on opposite ends of each other. When
they live in different versions of like La La Land
of life,
like it's yes. like this total like detachment Fuck. From reality.
What do you do every day? You know what I mean? If that's what's the most important thing, what the fuck do you do every day?
Well, and that's just it. With the eclipse, there were so many different conspiracy theories that were tied to the eclipse. There was CERN. Religious conspiracy theories. There was CERN. The I saw heifers. Things about fault lines that were going to cause an earthquake and the earth was going to open up directly along the path of where the totality was and all this shit. And I'm like, I said to somebody at work that day, I said, "If any of this shit happens, would you really even honestly care to live in this world that much longer anyways?"
So like, I watched something that
take me down. I hope I fall into the fucking earth when it opens up, if that's the case.
Cairo, Illinois, was looking, because supposedly Cairo itself in way southern Illinois was supposed to be the actual like convergence of totality. I can't. Can't tell me how many times I've heard fucking totality.
Oh, I know. I said that at work. I said, I'm so fucking tired of hearing totality. I'm like,
but it sounds like it was supposed to be like the, you know, that was the access point is in Cairo, Illinois. So small history lesson. Cairo used to be like the largest city in Illinois 100 years ago. It is riddled with crime and poverty now. There's maybe a town of
a couple thousand people.
Yes. Yeah. Literally, like, it's a fucking ghost town. These people were so excited. They were cleaning out parking lots that were full of shit, like burnt down cars and shit, like thinking this many people were coming. So basically what I'm saying is if you traveled anywhere outside of where you actually live to see this thing, I don't know if there's any help for you.
I agree.
I don't know.
I agree, man. Like,
unless you're talking about traffic jams and shit, and it's like, motherfucker, I'm just trying to get home. You better get on my way.
Unless, like, studying astronomy, astrology, your thing. Or whatever. Not astrology, astronomy.
Unless you're a fucking astronaut.
Or, like, meteorology or something is, like, your profession or your hobby. Like, whatever. Like, the obsession with, like, being in the path of totality. And, like, I heard people were, like, renting out, like, people are knocking on people's doors asking if they could pitch a tent in their backyard and pay them to do it, you know? And I'm like, what in the fuck is
we going know on? These people are out there. We've discussed this many times.
Well, someone said this to me at work the other day. He said, think of the dumbest person that you know. And they said, and realize that
I think I have
them. Realize that 50% of the population is dumber than they are.
It's not good.
Lord.
I mean, I have my days, but I know there's some motherfuckers out there. It's like, bud, I don't know how you're still alive. You know what I mean? I'm a big fan of let's remove all warning labels.
Sure.
I think that'd solve a lot of goddamn problems real quick.
Well, yeah, there are things that you would think would not require a warning label. Like, I get, like, on, like, hazardous chemicals, like, things that, you know, whatever. Like, they think there's places where it serves a purpose.
I think the skull and crossbones, they're just good.
Good enough.
Just enough. You don't need to know what it's going to. It's not good. Stay away.
But yeah, the fact that they have to list on a cup of coffee that it's hot, like, that seems ridiculous. A bridge too far, I say.
What's that?
If, you know, having to put a warning on a cup of coffee to say that it's hot seems ridiculous.
Yeah, the old lady with the burnt vagina from, what was that, the early 90s? Crazy. Yeah. And they paid big fucking money for it, man. Crazy money.
Also, something else the same person said to me, that apparently, I don't know if it was, I thought it was close to half, some percentage, it was nearly half of the population of the world, of all humans, does not have an inner monologue.
Ooh, over half?
Half doesn't.
I talk to myself more than I do anybody
else. This person was like, my wife's sister does not. And I'm like, is your wife's sister, like, I'm not trying to be mean, but like, is she stupid? Like, he's like, no, like, she's really smart, she's educated, whatever, but like, she does not have an inner monologue. I'm like, how? I don't understand how someone could not.
Oh, God. I can't. How many times a day it's like, oh, Ryan, did you just do that? Did you just say that? Why did you say that? It's like, the monologue's not there before I do or say. Right. It's always there after. It's like,
I would think, that's why I would like almost assume that people who don't have that are stupid.
Something. There's probably some wires in there that just ain't fucking connecting for sure.
But it's like they claim they can, you know, they can think, but like, to me, like, thinking is like,
that's number talking one step to yourself. Now. Absolutely. Yeah, when I think, it's usually
to like myself. unless maybe the definition of an inner monologue is like literally hearing yourself speak to yourself in your head as if you were saying it out loud.
I don't know, though,
because like, I don't do that. Like, it's not like I hear my voice. I mean, but like, my thoughts are constantly.
I'm a big time, you know, I don't know what you call it, but like, photographic. If I see something, I might not always remember what it is, but I know exactly how it was. You know, like, if you wrote something down and I was able to visually see it, good. Got it. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like I just could close my eyes and see it again. So I get a lot of times, I like Vujade. I get that a lot.
Vujade.
Yeah. I get that deja vu a lot. I just
Vujade.
I get somewhere and I'll be like, well, pump the brakes. I've fucking been here before. You know what I mean? I get that quite a bit.
Do you think that,
and I'm not saying I've lived another life,
but I'm asking, do you think that basically our souls live for eternity? We just come back in a new body over and over again.
If the spirit does exist, I would like to believe in some way, shape, or form, it does. I don't necessarily maybe believe you come back as another person or whatever. We've discussed this, like, especially with kids, your legacy or whatever, you know, that to me, I feel like that's your spirit. If you're a good person on earth,
right,
that should carry on. You know, it's not like you disappear. It's not like you come back next week as a fucking goat or a llama or whatever. But I think if you do good things on this earth in a way, shape, or form, like, your spirit does,
right,
you know, reincarnate, I guess, you know.
It just like
planting that seed into someone else
in a weird way. It makes when you hear people that have stronger opinions about it talk about it, it makes too much sense to me, because there are, you hear stories, and if stories are what they are, right, you can only take them at face value.
Now, I don't disagree, because I know where you're going with this. So you see a 2 or 3 year old child who can now,
that's a big thing, yeah,
and they're like, here before, this was my mother or whatever.
But how do you explain? Because like, we've, even through like coaching or like people you've known in life, like you encounter people who like you just because there's people who at whatever stage they are in their life, they seem way more mature or way more experienced or way more like just emotionally advanced.
Absolutely.
Then, and like, it's that whole term, like he's an old soul.
Yeah.
You know? And then I think you see people who are, and it's not, I mean, I think that like, that's where like someone being naive comes from, is that it's maybe a young soul. Like, I feel like, I truly feel like if this is a thing, then my soul is probably on the younger side of things. You know, I would say that yours is probably skews more towards the older side of things. Yeah. And you know, we've all encountered those types of people where it's like, they're just, they seem like not, it's not about like intelligence from an academic perspective, but they just seem like they're like wise beyond their years a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they just have an understanding of life that it's, that's more advanced than it should be at whatever age they are.
And I, like I said, I don't know, to be honest, it'd be cool to know. Yeah. I want to know what happens when you die. I'm, of all the things, although there's certain ways I don't want to die, death, I'm not like scared of it by any means.
I can tell you this much, which I guess
I'm kind of selfish. Like I would like more time with
sure
certain people, but
no, I think we all would. I mean, and that's it. Just it. Like it's not whenever you think about that too. Like whenever we, when we die, it's not ultimately like the pain is going to end for us. Like at the moment of death, I think, you know what I mean? Like it's everyone else who suffers.
Now it carries on.
Yeah. As a result of someone's death. And I can tell you this, I'm going to be disappointed. I would be disappointed if it's literally like you just die and you
lights out,
dust out. The that's just it. Like it's just hard stop. Like obviously you wouldn't know, yeah. I guess, but
that's kind of where I've always been with is if that's the case.
Oh yeah. You wouldn't know the fucking difference.
Yeah. Who gives
but it just, but the thing is, I mean, again, to take this like another step, what, where's the, I mean, do all living things have souls? Like, are, you yes, know, is that yes. bug you fucking squash on the ground? Like, yeah, I mean, like what, is it lights out for that bug or is that bug going off into whatever la la land and then coming back is another bug or something? I mean, I
everything has a purpose, you know? So what's your soul? What do you, you know, what do you define it as?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I could ever, I mean, I think it's like your conscience, like just that inner voice that we talk about, just like your everything you hear inside of your head,
yes, like bare that, bones, like, bare bones, you
like that. If you know, you that little,
cause there's a lot of shit I think a lot of times that I don't always say.
Right. But I just mean like, yeah, like the, your spirit, right?
Good
like,
and bad.
You know, your spirit, like the spirit of who you are. It just, there's so many weird things for like to believe that like everyone, I mean, because how does evolution work then? I mean, like there's just so many goddamn, like we're not high enough to have this conversation.
No, but fired like, up. Pass it.
But because like, do you think evolution is a result of like souls coming back and like subconsciously these souls are smarter because they've lived a lifetime and they, you just keep recycling that intelligence over and over and over again. And that's how you end up with these, you know, cause how, I mean, I get that like, you know, the caveman invented the wheel and whatever, but like,
I think
if everyone that's born is literally starting from fucking scratch zero, like it's not that.
I think you're just adapting to your surroundings, man.
Sure.
You know, that's what I think a big part. Especially like evolution in animals. You can see similar animals that live in one place compared to another, and they have adapted different traits.
Right.
To survive. It's all about survival. Life is about survival.
But none of these things, like no living thing necessarily makes those adaptations in like one lifetime.
No. It takes a while.
You know what I mean? So it's like how, I mean, you'd almost think that like, you'd almost think that seed would have to be planted, then that initial belief would have to be there, that initial thought would have to be there to keep progressing. Like,
yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying, like, you know, let's say that if you're a person that lives to be 80, and by the time you die, like, you realize.
Say that again. A person lives to be 80.
Like, but let's say that you were like living, which you didn't live to 80 when you're a caveman, but like, you know, by the time of your death, you know, we had discovered fire and we've
the wheel.
Created a wheel out of stone. And like,
do you really think the first wheel was out of stone?
I don't know.
Yeah. What else, heavy motherfucking wheel, son?
Maybe.
It's a heavy motherfucking wheel. What are you doing with it?
I don't know. Rolling it, I guess.
Pop up.
But like, it, you know, you would think though, if you are, you know, you're born with this sort of like subconscious knowledge of like these understanding of these things and have that ability to then like more efficiently expand upon them throughout your lifetime. You know, right. I don't know. Like, it's, and I know this is like really deep down the rabbit hole.
Craziness. Like I said, you're right. We're not high enough for this. I'm down to get as high as you want to be right now, but it is. There's so many questions.
Oh, man. A ton, man. Like, and we all would like, we'd all love to know. And I do think, and I'm not trying to discredit religion at all, but I think that that's a big reason. That's one of the reasons that people subscribe to organized religion is that it gives
just give you some rules.
It removes, but it removes the doubt.
Yeah.
It and removes the questions. Faith. It takes the questions away of what happens when you die.
Right.
Where like, you know, someone like me, I'm like, oh, who knows? I'm not saying that it's not possible that there's a God and that he died for my sins and that I'm going to die and go to heaven or hell based on how I live my life. Like, I'm not saying that's not possible. I'm not ruling that out as a possibility. There's much worse alternatives.
I just not a fan of the way the supposed writings maybe have been adapted
right
over the years.
Sure.
You know, I think shit gets a little wild.
Well, it's like anything else. I mean, like, look at the Constitution, right? The Constitution is just a you know, 250 years old, and you know, look at how people have manipulated
to fit whatever
the Constitution for, to yeah. fit. You know, just and now we're talking about the Bible that's thousands of years old. I mean, what do you think's happened over time with that?
Absolutely.
And you're talking about taking that not just from person to person and their own interpretation and manipulation of the text, crossing from language to language to language. I mean, like,
books disappearing. Yeah,
I mean, and then
you ever want to get into it, man? Enoch and the tablets of Thoth. Like, those are some weird things.
I'm sure.
There's a reason why some of that shit disappears.
Well, and just think about all the different empires that have existed that probably,
in this world has been raised in the name of religion than anything else.
More money has been raised and more people have been killed in the name of God than anything else.
It's not great. That's not good track record.
It's fascinating. Especially if you're willing to subscribe to the possibility that it's all made up.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like,
why couldn't it be?
And it's a possibility.
You ever get your pull on the flying spaghetti monster?
No.
Religion. It's out there. It's real.
Flying spaghetti. I mean, why not, right?
It's like, acknowledged the same as the Catholics, the Lutherans.
Yeah, why not? I guess.
Yeah, why couldn't you?
You can't say it's any
crazy. Why is my God any less strong as what it maybe we should do that sometime. Faces of death. Religious figures.
What about this? Hold on. I got a better one for you. Faces of God. Okay.
Yes.
And okay. We bring on people like and to have like legitimate conversations, not to be dickheads to them, but we find people that are members of different religions that are, you know, have strong faith in whatever their religion
whatever it is. Yeah.
To talk about their religion and why they believe in their religion. Like,
whether
it's a Mormon or Jehovah's Witness or a Jew or a Catholic.
My dick gets any harder, right? I'm going to flip
like,
this table.
Over. I mean,
let me have some beer.
I know we both are. Like, I'm a genuinely curious person. Like, right. If someone likes something or you believe in something, my instinct is not to like tell you you're wrong.
My instinct is why.
Like, tell me why. Like,
what's the first religion to lose their shit? Who's getting kicked out of the bracket?
Like, we got to have some guidelines.
That, like, wouldn't tolerate questions.
As soon as you lose your shit, you're gone.
Oh, man.
Be honest with me. Is it the Baptist?
No, man. I think it's
got to, like, be some sort of Christian religion.
I'm thinking it's like, it would probably be more like.
Don't come with the Muslims.
No, like, I'm thinking like maybe like a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon. Like, I think
they're very strict.
I just,
they keep everything in the family. It's crazy.
And I just think that the, for lack of a better term, like the brainwashing that exists within those religions is more intense maybe than it is
at the ground level.
Sure. I feel like, and not just because I'm more accepting of the possibility of just general Christianity, but like, I feel like most Christian believing people would be willing to have like an open conversation.
In what's their end game though? Unfortunately, a lot of times with religion, doesn't matter which one.
Well, and that's the tough part, but it's the fascinating and difficult part about religion is at the end of the conversation, I mean, no one's going to prove anything to anybody. Like,
absolutely.
You know, and so it just comes down to what you personally believe. And that's it. And so it's, you know, and that's my thing is I would not want to approach something like that as like, we're here to prove you wrong. We're here to discredit you. We're here to poke holes in your argument. It's not so much that. It's just like, you know, explain your religion to me. Like, let me ask you questions about it. Like, why, you know, why do you believe what you believe?
I've said this before. Fuck, I say that all the time. But with a lot of these main religious figures outside of Brigham Young, their stories all sound pretty similar.
They do.
It's just the path.
They're all
change
like,
a little bit.
They're all like 80s hair metal bands.
Yeah.
They all sound very similar, just with a different front man.
Fuck it. Top like, three. Top three. Hold on. We're doing this right now. Top three. Hold on. Now we got to go Jesus, Allah, and Buddha.
Okay.
Assign them an 80s hair metal band for each one.
Oh, boy. An 80s hair metal band. Man, I don't know. I feel like Jesus feels like a White Snake.
Okay.
Kind of guy. Like the white.
Tawny Katane's on top of
his Trans Am. Like,
yes.
Or whatever car it is.
Does she have Bush or no Bush?
Bush. Okay. It's the 80s.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely.
And then Allah and Buddha. That's tough.
Don't do them dirty, bud. They might start knocking. You better fucking get them up there a little bit.
Let's see here.
So I'm gonna go one for one with you. God, I'll go God. You said White Snake. I'm going Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Living on a Prayer. You know what I mean? Slippery When Wet. That's what we're talking about.
For
that's my God. That's what I prefer.
Bon Jovi is your God? Or what are you saying?
Nah, I'm just saying. Hair metal.
Or do you think maybe like just Christianity? Really Christian.
Metal, I mean, take him Bon Jovi.
Which one of? I mean, is Christianity the youngest of those three represented religions?
Oh, yeah.
Probably. The Muslim faith might be along the same timeline.
Let's be honest, bud. I don't know enough about any of
this.
come on now.
Because I was going to say, like, if Christianity is indeed the youngest of those three, like, you know, you'd have like the Damn Yankees because they were like a metal super band, made up of other super bands.
Don't put Ted Nugent in there. What are you doing? Where's he going?
Oh boy,
he better be Christian. He'll be pissed at you.
What is Ted like? Ted would be if he was.
Is there an Asian hair metal band? Because that's going straight to
think so. I mean, Journey.
Journey was a little stronger. If he was a little stronger,
Journey has a front man. That's
my Bon Jovi one was kind of weak. But Jesus wasn't going to be Poison. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know where Allah fits in this. I mean, is he? I mean, he is a man of non-white skin. Is he Thin Lizzy? Is Allah the front man of Thin Lizzy?
Maybe. Rat? I'm trying to think what that guy's name was from Rat. I can't remember his name. Maybe Wasp.
What about like Mr. Big or Extreme? Who's singing More Than Words?
Me.
Jesus and Moses. What is it there?
To say that I love you. I got to find a good one for Buddha. Where are we going to put Buddha?
I don't know, man. Oh. That's tough.
It is. We all had one for Jesus. Very unfortunate. But
I just don't know where he fits. I mean,
he's a nice guy.
There's someone out there listening.
Quiet Riot, maybe cool. For Buddha.
There's someone out there listening to this right now that's like an expert in 80s hair metal bands. It's just screaming out a band name.
So mad at us.
Right now at their Bluetooth speaker. They're mowing their grass listening to this, just screaming out an obscure 80s hair metal band.
There's tons of them.
Let's see. Allah,
I'm going Twisted Sister.
Okay. Okay. I'm with you there.
I don't know what he would have looked like in Pumps, but
I mean they are probably okay. They are kind of goat fuckers, so just saying, like,
not Twisted Sister.
Oh, Allah, you know, pretending to be something that you're not. Maybe that's not fair. But
you're right, that's not fair. You're taking shots.
And all religions have
those
people. Extremist groups.
Yes.
You know, like there's a lot of Muslim people in like the Muslim faith that don't want to kill all of us. I mean, like it's there's plenty of Catholics that don't want to rape children. Like
it's true.
You know,
most of them are sitting in the pews and not doing anything about the ones that are doing
That's absolutely true.
Very unfortunate.
That's very true. I watched again the other day. I didn't see it in its entirety, but I caught about half of it of Spotlight.
Yeah.
The movie about that. You know,
so rough that
deal on the Boston Globe or whatever, and just you know them talking about how they just shuffle them around, man. Like,
do it again.
Let's move them somewhere else
instead of just putting them bitches to sleep.
Well, I told you, man. Like out where I live, there's this fucking priest or whatever, and he walks up and down the road, and I guess he's basically been like asked not to go to the nursing home because
on the road or on the sidewalk.
Sidewalk, whatever. Yeah, right. But because I guess just north of my house, a little ways, there is like a little.
He wasn't wearing high.
Because the nuns live across the street from me, but then just north.
Yeah, he's not worried about that.
There's a spot, I guess, where he and maybe other priests live. But you see him, and he's creepy looking, like, and he's probably like in his 50s, like he's not like old. But I guess like he's one of those. He got caught up somewhere for something, and they're basically just he's just got shoved to Lake in Illinois.
When I grew up, we went to Episcopalian church, which is very similar to Catholic church. We've had this conversation, whatever. The deacon or the bishop there at the time, I mean, queer as could be, nicest fucking guy you ever met in your life. Didn't necessarily have to lie about it. Everybody knew. But he wasn't fucking children because he could go home to his husband. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a...
And I'm not saying this would solve the problem. I'm not saying this would solve the problem, but, you know, it's interesting to me that no one in the Catholic Church has said, like, hey, like, should we, like, just do away with this whole, like, oath of celibacy thing? Like, because maybe that might, like, help curb some of this. Like,
buddy, you want to get closer to God, get married. I don't care to who, but you want to find your God, get married.
Hey, have you seen this show? Talk about God. Have you seen the show Vikings? Started watching on Netflix.
I've watched it before, but
it's like a series.
Yeah. It's pretty long. Interesting. For a couple years long now.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're gorgeous.
And they've got like multiple gods, and like it's very
Odin, and
there's other ones. Yeah. But yeah, and like
the Greeks,
they had all kinds of gods. Yeah. But they were all gods of different things.
Absolutely, right? And so are the Norse gods.
But
what makes that any different? You know, and I've said it. I'll say it again. But like a native to wherever, indigenous, I guess that's the new politically correct word. They honor gods of different things as well. You have Mother Earth, who's the ruler. Then you have gods of different.
Sure.
How does that make any less sense than what you're fucking giving me?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like,
and if anybody was more in tune with what's happening, they would be. You know what I mean?
Right. So, yeah, it is. It's wild, man. It's really, really interesting. And religion, not unlike politics. I don't understand how you could. I'm not judging anyone for having strong faith, but I just don't understand how you could so adamantly believe one thing so strongly. Like, same with politics. I don't know how you could so strongly be right or left.
Depends on what it's about.
Be so deep in, you know, believing in the beliefs of one religion versus another. And there's so many possibilities, I guess.
I guess my big thing, and it's, you know, probably apples to apples with both, is if you buy into one part of this religion or government, like you said, that you now have to buy into all of it.
Right.
Bullshit.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
And that's one thing I do think that's interesting about religion, is it's sort of left up to like how you want to interpret it, you know, personally.
You've heard people talk politics. They interpret
right
every same goddamn thing.
Yeah,
thing they
you're
get.
Right. No, so. You're absolutely right. And it's, yeah, it's no different there, I guess. You know, like the whole, we've talked about this, like, you know, the one that sticks out in my head, hot button thing, is the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that it's not black and white to me. Do I believe that as citizens, you should have the right to legally own firearms under like the proper protocols? Yes. But also we have to understand that the spirit of the law, per se, is we were talking about people who wrote that had just overthrown a tyrannical government and did not have a standing army. You know, these were farmers,
militia.
That were right. Militia that if they were ever the only people that were going to fight for them were them, you know, and so they wanted to have the right to defend themselves against a tyrannical government. And
I feel it's
just
there's
fine.
Some places
like,
it
makes a lot
right
of sense.
Now, you might still be
that no, situation. And that makes a lot of sense. It's just not. It's not as much as you would want to say that. That's still what it means, and sure, you can make that argument. But I'm sorry, like your militia, like the only way that's ever even applicable is if you literally got the military on your side, like. We're not talking about muskets versus muskets, right? Like this is a much different situation.
You really want to see some motherfucker's head spin, then tell them there's a militia that's anti what you got going on. Then it's, you know what I mean? Then it's immediate. Well, it's terrorism.
Right.
How is what you're thinking is not any different? There's no reason to overthrow anything right now. Of any way, shape, or form. It's okay to be prepared if we get to that point.
No, I mean, and like the groundwork, the structure of our government works. It's the people that are part of it and what we allow them as citizens to do and to get away with. You know, there are some things that should be, but when they, again, like when they made a lot of these laws, constitutional rights amendment, whatever, they didn't foresee people wanting to be career politicians. You know what I mean? Like back then it was no different than like now, like if you were to go join the township board of directors, like, you know, you're not going to make any money doing that. You're not going to you know, it's
so you're saying you are, at one point in time, Brad, people joined the government to do the right thing?
Yeah, they
something they believed in?
Absolutely what I'm saying.
Holy fuck.
And, you know, and I still think for the most part, a lot of local governments.
Those people nowadays get squashed.
Yeah, they do. A lot of local governments operate that way. I mean, still, I think on the local level, it's still pretty much the same, especially in small communities.
You ever got to check that bitch up north? She's in Illinois.
Who's that?
The one that's getting indicted. I don't even think she's been indicted, but there's been people checking into her. It's a suburb of Chicago, but her bill alone, she's like the mayor of whatever, it's somewhere about Lake County. She has a fucking bill for travel, man. That's crazy.
Oh,
she has security detail, like some bills.
Yeah.
And uses the local police force as her security detail. And she's not well spoken. And I think now, in the beginning, she had won the people over. But now that they're like, hey, bitch, you just stuck us for $75,000 last year just on your travel expenses, this is an issue.
Yeah.
And that's $75,000 on top of what you're paid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah. And that's, you see a lot of that in government. And it's, I don't know. It's interesting.
But I would like to believe for the people of that county or city, whatever, that should be a pretty easy removal.
Right.
You know, those funds are not going where they're supposed to be going. That should be basically number one rule of your job. You're using them for personal benefit.
Right.
You know, fucking hit the bricks. You're gone. Yep.
But you have to have people who are willing to make that happen. You know, like,
how do you make it happen without becoming January Sixers?
Right.
You know what I mean? How many town hall meetings do you need to attend?
And that's just it, right? It's like
we have more power than you.
We are told that we, the voice of the people, right? And but when it comes down to it, like if we, you know, you could peacefully protest or whatever. But I mean,
you get a spot on the news and then fucking on.
Let me ask you,
nothing changes.
I'm not advocating for violence, but what
sounds like
change? What change has ever come from a peaceful protest?
I'm pretty sure at Kent State, a couple people got clipped in the 60s
over
a peaceful protest.
But I'm saying
nothing
like,
good, no.
What change? Name a time where the protesters have created change based off their peaceful protest. I mean, if the colonists would have peacefully protested the British, we'd all be drinking tea in the morning and not coffee.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't mind a little tea.
I'm not
a hot tea guy myself.
I can do both. I don't know. I'm just saying it's not so black and white. You know, when you talk to the robot, the right to bear arms, about protesting, and
I would say as long as you're fighting for the right things. To be honest, you can fight for whatever you want to. I don't give a fuck. You better be invested.
Well,
you better be ready to pay the consequences. Right.
Well, in these days, honestly, the best way that you could make your voice heard is with how you spend your money and where you spend your money. Because if there's one thing that gets people's attention, it's that.
It's always money. It's absolutely. You know, we're bitching about inflation right now, but we continue to stop consuming.
Right.
Gas
but unless everybody gets on the same page and does it, we can't agree on anything.
Right.
There's still people that, people can't decide if they're a man or a woman. There are people that still think the earth's flat. I mean,
although our numbers have dropped off, our non-binary portion of the listening group has went up significantly.
We're still really big in China.
Yeah.
Or no, where was it? There was somewhere.
No,
it was like stupid
Hong Kong. Maybe.
No, there was some other crazy country that we like had the decent amount of listeners. I can't remember.
I love that they listen.
Like, Isle of Man, maybe
this is dirty. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
listen to these dumb Americans.
Pub time better than rub time. I know.
But yeah, what a good conversation, man. And an hour flew by.
Went too bad. Carolina's for lovers.
Virginia's for lovers.
Virginia? Actually, yeah. No, I thought it was Carolina.
It's Virginia, no, because Maddie Ice, when he picked me up from the airport, saw his license plate. Virginia's for lovers. I was like,
yeah. All right. Who we fucking tonight?
Who? Well, OJ Simpson died today.
Hey.
I'm not above trampling on a grave.
Yeah? No, good. I bet that glove fits tonight. All right. It's been fun, guys. It's been a while. Here's to those that wish us well. All the rest can go to hell. OJ, what do you think? Fuck him?
Fuck him.
Fuck him. If the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
He's been juiced.
Good night, everybody.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy. 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 Deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. I got the police fussing at me, but they can't do nothing to a G.
Wow, 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 isn't very nice.